Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to get my hair fixed.
Your hair?
Whoa, what's going on with your hair?
No, I think your hair looks good. I like my the front part.
It's like this. Am I going to be that guy that has like...
Well, I tell you what guy you're not going to be.
As the rest fades away.
Mike, I'd trade with you in a second because you know what? Not only am I losing my hair, the front of my hair is so horribly crooked now. It comes to like a point.
It's like Florida.
Yeah.
Wouldn't losing your hair be kind of a misstatement?
Okay, I've lost my hair.
I
have, but I've got
it. It's not coming back.
But it is a process because there is still follicular action. But I mean, it's very, very
like,
thin on
I
top.
Feel like I should be an Oompa Loompa. It's just sometimes I really, maybe because
oh, now you got a
lighting.
Superman thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
The son of Jor-El.
That's Kal-El?
Yes. Is it Kal-El?
That's Kal-El. Jor-El? Jor-El is his dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Superman is Kal-El.
Kal-El.
I mean,
that's
I try to keep it simple down here, and I ask for the... Hey, speak of the devil. I ask for the Anderson Cooper, which is the number two on the side.
Oh, dear.
With the number two
Anywhere
blade,
you're giving numbers, Mike, it's still not a good haircut. Like,
yeah.
If you're still out giving numbers out, if you're still going to the cuttery,
I'm not going to the cuttery, but I mean, he shaves it on the side, then he's got a little up on the top. This is for ease of, like, out of the shower... And I'm wondering,
is it a Walmart haircut?
Can I give a little detail to my routine here?
Sure.
So I wash my hair twice, which I'm wondering maybe at my advanced age, perhaps that's taking
what type
essential
of
oils
shampoo
and
do
nutrients.
You use?
I use Suave.
Really? Does it have the good?
I use Suave Deep Clean.
Okay,
like a
good.
Big Doesn't jug it have of it. It's like $4
for the healing oils of jojoba.
It's 16 gallons for $4 that I get at Walmart.
Sounds like a plan.
Now, they say you're not supposed to wash your hair every day, even once.
Oh, that's how do you
Who
not wash your
you
hair?
That?
Every day?
They say I mean you can rinse it out, but you want to have some. Remember when I had long hair and how lustrous it was?
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh, gross!
I wash it about two or three times a week,
like a girl.
Yeah. Well, you have to treat your hair to make it healthy.
Well, anyway.
And look what happened. My hair got mad and left.
You know what? I'm going to the doctor today. I'm going
hair
to
doctor?
Get a haircut today. I'm going to get everything
Mike, it's
taken
also
care
the product
today.
You may be using.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little harsh, perhaps.
Well,
it's a little harsh.
Some product will give you
That's
texture
thin.
And also give you volume. And that whatever you're using is thinning out your hair.
Oompa, loompa, dippity-doo.
Or even better, Mike.
I am losing my hair for you. What?
Can you pull up to a point again one more time?
Sure.
Oh, it's just the best, I must say.
Oh. This is the greatest hair I've ever had.
It's my gremlin.
Anyway.
That is great.
Yeah, it's very odd. All right. Well, there's nothing I can do with that. Oh, that's just terrible.
Well, the sides and the back
I'm not
are
bringing
great.
A brush into this.
If you swoop it up back where it was.
Yeah, just give it a fluff.
Yeah, a fluff it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, No.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
No. I'd rather him look like he just woke up and rolled out of bed with 12 Miller Lite cans than.
No, yeah, I liked it better when it was a little
That's
smoother.
Good there. That's good.
Well,
right there.
It's all for ease of golf.
Okay.
That's what it's all about.
Actually, right now, it's the best it's looked.
Thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is. We're delighted to have you with us today. It's Monday.
Woo!
It was quite a weekend. Hope you had everybody have a good weekend.
Superb,
excellent weekend, Mike. Full of entertainment and work.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. Do we have a taste test to begin the show with today?
Or we do. We have to bring. If he may approach the bench, please, Andrea.
Hello.
You have his music?
I do have his music. Give me one sec.
Hello. Number one intern from Italy and bon vivant,
yes,
Andrea
bon vivant.
Is with us today. Good
yes,
morning,
hi.
Andrea.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? How are you enjoying your internship with the Mike O'Mara?
I love it. It's great.
That's good. That's wonderful. What did you bring in for us today?
So I brought in this treat that I used to have when I was a little child. I used to come home from school, and yet whether I felt bad or good or whatever, I would always have this to eat right after. You cannot find this here.
You can't find it in the States?
You cannot find it in the States, no, because I don't think they export it. It's a little
bit
like
family. Did your family send it over to you?
No, actually, my father, he went on a business trip. And the minute he came back, he was like, I brought these treats back. And I was like, why did you do that? I'm diabetic. I cannot eat it.
I didn't know you had the beetles. I was unaware of that. But so you cannot eat the sweets?
No, I can't. I can't.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Trying to kill his son.
So you decided to bring him in and share with all of us. You knew we'd scarf him up, right?
Yes, yes, I did.
And what can you tell us about these wonderful confections, Andrea?
Well, it's kind of like as if you were eating like a sponge cake almost, and in the middle there's like this layer of cream, which is just
all right.
Wow. Say no more.
That sounds fantastic. Let's jump right into it.
Let's dive in. What are they called, Andrea?
Kinder Brioche.
Kinder brioche.
Brioche being like a pastry or a roll, brioche bun.
Yes, yes.
I love a brioche.
They don't make the non-diabetic kind.
No. It smells almost...
I had a brioche sandwich after the march on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I had a brioche. Rob is diving right in. Rob, what do you... You know a good confection when you eat one.
They've not overdone the sweetness, I'll tell you that.
It's great, though.
But it's really
now,
good.
Now, hold on. Is that a backhanded compliment?
No, not at all.
It's not sweet enough?
No, not at all. A lot of times, if you were to go into something like this that is a chocolate-covered, cream-filled pastry, you'd be overwhelmed by sweetness. When, in fact, here, the overword is flavor.
It's flavor. Oscar, see, this Oscar is, Santana.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andre.
No, this is what I always say about Italian food. It's very simple. Very simple. You don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Let the ingredients speak for itself.
Oh, it's like a hot chip.
True.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Just get implants.
What do you mean it's like a hot chick?
A hot chick just needs implants or the collagen in her lips, but not both.
Okay. Don't overdo it. Oscar, what do you think? You're somebody who really doesn't know anything about
Gentlemen, food. You remember when I said my mom came up with the Bolivian panettone, right?
Yeah, the panettone. There's a similarity to
found
that
out
panettone.
It was Italian about an hour after the show ended because the helpers let me know, right?
Yes, this is true.
So panettone the taste
Italian.
Of panettone.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? It's a fluffy panettone with a cream filling. It's wonderful.
Ah, that's wonderful. Andrea, let me ask you this. Yes. Have you ever had panettone? Have you had homemade panettone?
Here's the thing. I never liked panettone because there's always this...
Candied fruit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate the candied fruit. So instead of having the panettone, I would have the Pandoro, which is a lot better.
Pandoro?
Is that like a fedora?
Ooh. A Pandoro. Pandoro.
It's a hat.
A bread hat.
Pandoro is like, it's just like a simple cake, and there is some icing sugar on it, and that is it.
Oh, all right.
And because it's called Pandoro, it plays music, too. Anyway, Pony, what do you think?
This is amazing. It's like a lightly fried Twinkie, and it just beats the hell out of a Twinkie in every way, and it is fabulous.
Wow. Send these from Italy.
Pony sold it. Pony really sold it there. Emily, what do you think? What is your opinion of it?
I just like how fluffy it is. I don't know. It's really
there
good.
There it is. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Strong reviews all around.
I get the impression Emily really doesn't like it a whole bunch.
No, I do.
Okay. All right. Just check.
Great with
check
a latte,
in.
Mike.
Oh, I bet.
The instructions say to drink it with a latte. Mm. To eat it with a latte, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, because it was recommended by Andrea, it is also an aphrodisiac. I don't know what that means.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Well, once again, we've had a taste test in Washington, and I'm down here alone.
Aww.
And this is when Pony gave the description of a gave the description of it tasting like a fried Twinkie, I was all in. This is on the heels of the blueberry pie Oreos that somebody sent pictures of. Over the weekend. And it looked like some of them had been deep fried.
Yeah, I love a deep fried Oreo because it changes the texture of the cookie almost to like a gooey filling because of the heat and the shortening in the cookie. But I've never had a deep fried blueberry Oreo.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really hungry.
You can get them at the amusement park.
All I had was oatmeal. I had oatmeal for breakfast today.
An oatmeal cookie?
That's probably all I'll eat all day. Yeah. Not because, I don't want to, but Mrs. O'Mara says I'm super fat. Super fat. Super fat.
P-H-A-T.
Super fat. Super fat man. Super fat.
How does she lay that on you? Exactly?
Yeah, and does it come up in conversation?
I'm glad you asked. When it's really getting serious, it'll be the sympathetic approach. So last night, we have these little protein bars, these kind of breakfast bars that are in the house.
You got to eat 12 to get filled.
I would say that I asked for two of them. And
please, sir, could I have some more?
And I look at them all. I don't look at them as a breakfast bar. I look at them as like a treat, like a cookie. And the ones that I'm talking about, you get them at Costco. And I think they're kind of similar in construction to a Payday candy bar. They've got that kind of feel, mouthfeel, and texture to them.
Are they nut coated?
They're nutty. They've got some
nut laden
and nut laden.
A lot of protein.
And so it's kind of proteiny. And so I said, can I have a couple of those bars that we got at Costco? And she comes over, and this is the tone I get. Honey.
Oh.
Honey, really, you should look at yourself. And that's kind of the demeanor that I got. That's when I kind of take stock.
But
that's,
did she actually use the phrase super fat?
She didn't say super fat.
Good. Well, because that's cruel.
I gave that to him.
But he's been with his wife long enough to know that it's a point of no return. It's
honey, do you really need those? Do you really need those after what you had? So, and this is on the heels of talking to the guy that lost 50 pounds, and he was talking about, everybody needs 3 pounds of food a day, and you have to get the bulk foods, that, like the watermelon.
Who's this dick?
He's a terrific guy that has a lot of vegetarian advice. You know,
and I know what? I've lost a lot of weight. I don't talk about it.
How's your diet doing?
It's not volunteered. Hold on. It's not volunteered. I ask about it because I'm curious about it. I'm curious about it, you know?
Yeah.
And we were at a watering hole, and there was a bunch of people that from Cocoonville, and I was sitting there and I was talking about this guy, and he gave me all this wonderful information about how when you require to feel full a certain amount, a certain quantity of food to feel full, and if that quantity of food has more water in it, a la fruits and vegetables, you know, this is nothing new.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of it's the way it is.
Grapes.
And if you, and grapes, apples, anything, it can be, and the stuff that's going to fill you up, you're ultimately going to be able to feel satisfied.
Play of nachos.
And do that. And so I pick his brain. I didn't, I wasn't asking for anything
Chili
special. And then, and he gave me some really, like, kind of the crib notes. Very, very quickly, and it wasn't a long discussion because my calamari was coming.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Mora?
Yeah.
Officer Olson?
Yeah, righto. Well, so I'm tending bar down there at Eklund and Sweden's last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, so where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action, what do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, yeah, but this ain't that kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He says, oh, so I get it. So you think I'm some kind of jerk for asking, only you don't use the word jerk.
I understand.
Then he calls me a jerk, says, last guy thought he's a jerk is dead now. So I don't say nothing. He says, what do you think about that? And I says, well, that don't sound like too good a deal for him then.
You got that right.
Yeah. He says, yeah, that guy's dead, and I don't mean of old age. And then he says, geez, I'm going crazy out there at the lake.
White Bear Lake?
Yeah, well, at Eklund and Sweden, that's closer to Moose Lake, so I made that assumption.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, he's drinking at the bar, so I don't think a whole great deal of it. But then Mrs. Mora, she heard about the homicides down here and thought I should call it in, so I called it in.
End of story.
End of story.
Well, what does this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, Mr. Mora. You're right. It's probably nothing. But thanks for calling her in.
Sure. Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We got a front coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
I love that. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Bucket list item.
What's
that?
That's
it. That's all I'd require. I could die happy. That's all. Just give me a little scene like that. Give me a tiny little weird scene in a feature film like that, and I will die a happy man. If you know somebody, not much to ask for. I'm a pretty decent actor.
Yeah.
I can do it. I could do it.
Are you willing to pay your SAG rates that are behind?
No, thank you. Not.
I'm
no,
just
I'd like to
confirm that
something
come with
for
a piece
the
of pie.
Yeah, but someone's got a birthday
oh, you mean,
coming
wait,
up.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Play the union, right?
Yeah, to get back
1,000%.
In the game.
1,000%.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
If it was something like that, and I knew that there was a guaranteed role,
yes.
I would do that. That's what I would like. I'd like to be the guy in Fargo that's shoveling the walk. Goes, you got that right. And so Zay said, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing.
He says, he didn't say jerk.
Only he didn't say jerk. And I said, well, it sounds like that's not too good for the other guy. So my wife heard about the homicides, and she said, call it in. And so I called it in. End of story. But you know,
Great thing.
A little. It could be a TV show, too, probably.
Really?
If I had to settle.
You've been on TV.
Yeah, but I that's what I want. That's what I just a time. I'd like to be the guy shoveling the walk in Fargo someday.
Okay.
And I can do that up until I'm 85 years old. So that's it. End
well,
story.
If you're 85 and you're shoveling snow, they might want to get it on the first take.
Yeah, he was more like scraping the driveway or something.
Yeah, there was a lot of slush then.
Yeah,
solid 30 years.
Live from the Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast. We've got listeners who get it. We're delighted to have you with us. Make sure you get our app. You can hear the show 24/7. You can reach us, especially on Wednesdays, at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it is brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Pay attention. You need to hear this. It is a fact that interest rates are going up. So all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance or to take cash out or to pay off debt before rates go up further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial play and get it done for you so you save money. Plus, Cornerstone is still saluting our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans. The good guys. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So, if you're a hero buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, you'll get a free appraisal from Cornerstone, a huge savings as well. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. I feel like I'm speaking to a group of men and women in a power failure situation.
Oh, you don't like the lighting.
I feel like the emergency lighting has gone on and I'm looking at you. And but I guess everybody else is seeing you in a different way. It's
yes.
clear. It's
yeah.
bright. It's
yeah.
popping, right?
It is. It is. This weekend we had an upgrade and you'll see certain upgrades, especially as you follow us along on our video presentation. And Mike will definitely address them as they come in because the studio will look a little different.
Sure.
But the LED lighting has been installed and is up and running. We have a series of new outlets in the ceiling. So that's always fun to see. And the LED lighting can be, it's wonderful for two reasons. One is that it can really match the hue of the skin tone of the person that's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can adjust the brightness level. So ghost white, like Rob, we actually have color on him.
Yeah, now I look like a swarthy Middle Eastern man.
So you're playing to the cameras that everybody else.
Yes.
A little bit, I hate to do this because I know there are people that get annoyed about it, and I'm very sensitive to our listening audience.
Light, right, Arch?
Yes, that's right. The lighting, there are two camera shots that are used for you guys. They're the individual shots that the listeners see with our live stream. And then there is the communication that we have with each other where I look at you guys as one large group in a room like you would if I was sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm seeing is secondary to the one people are seeing. So the lighting is designed for the mass consumption of it and not and you see, and then the camera that's on me is seen by both you guys and everybody that's listening,
right on.
Correct?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Now then let me adjust my new lighting.
Please,
okay,
please,
hold on
please.
Second.
Thank you.
That's good.
Ah.
All right, here we go.
Much more intimate.
Yeah, it's Mike's in his, oh, it's different too.
Well, this is interrogation.
Yeah, he went lighting. From secret lair to actually being captured and being questioned.
See, if you had a dial.
Is it safe? Let me adjust.
I actually don't mind
no,
that.
No,
lighting.
No, no.
Too much. Too much.
Don't
Melania,
put it in.
Melania, do we have, Melania, do we have the eclipse kit? Do we have the eclipse kit? Look right into
kit.
The
light. That does look like an eclipse.
All right,
that's so funny.
All right, here's the Mike O'Mara Show eclipse.
No, I can't. I'm breaking things. Hold on.
No break.
Oh, no.
All right. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. Glad to have you with us. And yeah, so that's it. I love that little clip from Fargo. That's the movie Fargo, the Coen Brothers movie with Frances McDormand and just wonderful character actors.
What's so great about it is if you were to pick from the top of your head, most people could list 10 scenes from that movie and that one wouldn't come up.
Right.
But it's still so perfect.
That's the way I like to do my impressions, the ones that are kind of obscure that you think about all the time. That's what I like. Like my favorite scene in the movie Sideways is when Paul Giamatti finds out that his wife is getting married and that she talked to his buddy,
right,
who he's on the getaway with, and he runs down the hill with his bottle of wine. And that's I don't know. Anyway, we're all over the place. Stormy weather. So I tuned in last night, as did most of America, to watch the Stormy show last night. And I guess Anderson Cooper taking a little bit of heat today for not following up with tough questions. But I've told you before that I think he is, he's pretty on TV.
Gorgeous.
But as far as he doesn't do the hard-nosed interview, doesn't have the chip to do that. He's no Mike Wallace.
And as we mentioned before the show, when we were talking about it, that's what they edited to. I mean, if there was any moments that could have been great, they were there.
A lot of people knocking him for not doing tougher follow-ups with more detail, and without doing that, it wasn't him, it was her that said a couple of things, and I had to be disciplined in the American living room watching this last night when the funniest thing, that's what we take, we analyze what came out that was super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now obviously the first one would be the spanking, where that's just funny, that's just funny. And the second one though that I thought was the funniest was that he was in his hotel room watching Shark Week.
That's almost that to me is more surreal than the magazine thing.
Like, you think he'd get an advanced copy of that if you wanted it.
Yeah.
You know, like, watch it on the jet.
Yeah, come on in, Stormy, sit down.
Yeah,
I think he was on the road. But, you know, with him, he's got the jet. You could probably bring anywhere he was. You bring your own special setup and he can watch whatever he wants whenever he wants.
Well, he could fly to the Sharks if he wanted to. He didn't need to watch it on TV.
He could fly to the Sharks. That's right, Rob. He could fly to the Sharks.
He has that power.
Yeah. I thought it was, you know what? I was watching one thing and one thing only. I was watching it to see how she came across. And I think she came across as credible. But then again, didn't everybody know that anyway? That she's
we knew
credible?
Everything she said except for the supermarket incident was still alleged. And I would have liked to have seen some sort of security
everybody
footage.
Wanted more. Everybody
security
wanted
footage.
More.
I do believe
supermarket if that actually happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd like to see a lot. I'd a like lot to see more. A lot more. And that, and unfortunately, you know, that's the problem that for the people that want this to go away, that we do want more. Now it's kind of peaked our curiosity. I don't think they're smart enough to say by doing the interview the way they did it, they'll probably leave some, or maybe they are. Her attorney is a smart cookie. You know, they might say
he was the big winner last night, I think, after watching all this stuff. He looked the best.
He's a pretty sharp guy, but the fact is that the fact is you got to be
long.
I think he said that yesterday too.
Yeah,
the attorney
find it
said
fascinating.
That.
I was like, I find it fascinating and sordid. But do you find that we're all kind of desensitized to it too?
No,
that we're all just a little bit. No?
I sat there with I went to Olney to visit my mother last night.
How did she react to it? How did your dear
my
sweet
foreign
mama react to it?
She said, "Guess it's the basketball." And I said, "Well, Mom, apparently there's an overtime, so we're going to continue watching this game." So,
how many people in America did that? Not that the NCAAs are not
I was
popular.
Already watching the game. She just came downstairs and said, "Isn't it 6 o'clock?" I said, "The game went to overtime, Mom. You'll enjoy this."
Yeah, they got lucky that it was a good finish to that game.
7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock.
They got lucky because it was a good
overtime game. Way to go, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Kansas going to the Final Four. I think there are a lot of Americans. Hey, CBS. The collapsible shows, I just wish CBS would figure it out. You put sports on and you put your 60 minutes. Put 60 minutes on at 8 o'clock and you'll eliminate all the problems with that. And then you just got to figure out some filler in between. I am so sick of seeing something promoted on 60 minutes. And then whether it's a golf tournament, whether it's a basketball tournament, whether it's an NFL game, I like to get right to it. I like to keep my sports and my news.
They can't do it. They've never been able to do it. They can't do it.
They've never been able to do it.
Fox didn't do it because Fox is bright.
Yeah. Did anybody get any ratings news on Stormy
Daniels? I can pull them up. I think it's there's a 24-hour cycle. So
yeah, there's probably a 24. It's probably going to take probably tomorrow before we get any clear indication
of
that.
My take was this, that there was such a buildup to this interview that I don't know, outside of a DVD, which he tweeted out this weekend, Stormy Daniels' lawyer did, or a CD or something that we just had never seen before. It just wasn't. There's such buildup. It left us sitting here being like, she was all right. He was great. But there's nothing.
Did you feel like
new.
I did, though? That
I felt had.
Been, mm-hmm. Did you feel like perhaps if there was more detail, it would have been a little gross for 60 minutes?
Oh, it would have.
I mean, I just.
But I do feel to what you
said. She's talked about him running around in his underwear on other in other publications.
I disagree with Oscar. I think what you said before, we are desensitized. Because when you do a big two-part interview like that, with all that buildup, and I'm watching it with Carrie, and the second part of the interview is the legality of the signing of the NDA, right? Yeah. They're talking all about that.
And I said, that's all they talked about.
But I said to Carrie, I said, do you realize that they're going back and forth over a signature, which, by the way, now we know our president has a name that he goes by on documents that isn't Donald J. Trump. And, you know, he's got
Is it Donald Dennison?
I think it was Don Dennison. Yeah, D.D.
Don Dennison.
That's his alias.
That you talk about being desensitized.
Yeah, why are we not making a big deal about that?
Any other president.
That's totally dumb because we've gotten, and he's the president.
And 10 minutes earlier, we found out that the president sat on a bed and banged a porn star without a condom while he was married with a newborn. And that's that's in the past. We don't care about that. Did he sign it?
When does that new Alan Cumming show come on? You know,
exactly.
It's like we are
totally desensitized and
that.
Our priorities are out of whack.
We are desensitized to it.
And I think it's half us, and I think it's half the way the news is being presented to us because the news people are overwhelmed.
Shark Week, though.
Yeah. We're going to watch this.
Shark Week. And he goes, didn't I read somewhere where one of his phobias, he's afraid of sharks?
Well, he's addressing his fear like Liddy.
Yeah,
our president is like G. Gordon Liddy.
Also,
he's afraid of
why did he continue? Like, I guess they only had sex once, right?
It sounded like he wanted to do it again.
Yeah, but it's just kind of strange that, you know, and for some perspective, if you don't think you're ever going to be the president of the United States, I guess you call whoever you want.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have somebody handling your calls. But the idea that he would call her and then she'd put him on speaker.
This is Don Dennison.
And then they would talk openly.
Yeah.
A little strange. Yeah.
Dumb.
Well, that was Don.
2011 was social media. That was the days you can record anything.
Well, wait a
minute. Things are still happening.
When he did that, he didn't think he would. Did he think he was going to run? No, he didn't.
But he's still stupid to do it.
A celebrity. A Celebrity Apprentice guy at that point.
Yeah, but it's still not a smart play.
Here's all right. Would you
sloppy.
Like my prediction?
Yeah.
Would you like best. My prediction?
Sure.
This is the way this stuff works. When I watch these interviews, I think you have to really pay attention to all the tiny little elements of an interview like that. And here's one. This is the way I thought about this. I was thinking about the fact that she said she was approached at a gymnasium when she was going to work out. She had an infant daughter in the back of the car, and a guy walked up and said, let go of this Trump thing. Don't talk to anybody about it. It'd be the same if anything happened to the mother. Okay, let's say that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If that's true, you know how when the Harvey Weinstein thing came out that he was sexually abusing and harassing people, and then it was one after the other after the other. This is what I said to my wife this morning. I said, okay. If in fact, being from New York and using some intimidation tactics like this are done by this organization, I would think that there would be other instances, not necessarily sexual in nature, but lawsuits, litigation, not being, asking for money on a job. I would think that, if there was anything about I didn't get paid, that there might be other instances of using this kind of tactic.
Yeah, it's not like a one-time tactic. It's something that would be from a playbook.
So I said what I would think would be that after this, if that did indeed happen to other people, they might come forward. Oh, by the way, somebody knocked on my door when I was in the middle of a litigation with the Trump Organization and said, you might want to put this away. Or somebody came into my construction building and somebody came into my restaurant. Yeah. Somebody came into my photo shoot.
Yeah.
I just think that, keep your eyes open.
I don't
see
think
if anybody else
dating a lot of day laborers.
But I think the fact that it is embarrassing in nature makes this a little different. But if you've got a guy that's digging his heels in and they can't get anywhere with him legally, you might have that happen. I just think there's a possibility that could happen. Who knows?
I don't know. Feel she was quite credible. And
but I've seen credible. So many of her films, I was tainted. Like, even before.
Can you
want to
rephrase that?
It really was.
You're a little different than the average bear.
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem, clearly. Yeah, but yeah, I'll say this, that she came off a little smug to me.
Yeah, I got that.
I think she's
like proud of this. Like,
she's a defense. She's in a defensive crowd.
Yes.
I think they could have probably handled this 1,000%
when she was talking about the spanking. She was almost proud of this.
Do you want to hear that clip? Right. We have that clip of her talking about
the
spanking.
Spanking comment about the
because
about the president of the United States.
I love our country, and I am an enthusiastic supporter of democracy. Here's Stormy Daniels.
It started off all about him, just talking about himself. And he's like, have you seen my new magazine?
He was showing you his own picture on the cover of the magazine.
Right. And so I was like, does this normally work for you?
Stop it right
there. And he looked very taken
aback. Right there. Yeah. That, and everybody that watched that, that's lived in this reality that we've been living in for the last couple of years, everybody collectively in the United States goes, yeah, he'd do that.
Sure.
Well, is it alleged confirmed that he has like fake magazine covers up in his office?
That's well,
it was confirmed.
It was confirmed, but it was at his country club.
Country club.
It was like a fake Time magazine.
Yeah, Man of the Year.
Yeah, that was a fake one.
Like you would get at Busch Gardens.
Yes. That he put on the wall.
Yeah, frame that, put it up. Would you please?
Now he's got all the real ones that he could ever want.
Yeah, but he always wants one more.
Okay, go for it.
Here's Stormy Daniels. She's a government person.
Like, he didn't really understand what I was saying. I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I'll never forget the look on his face. I don't think anyone's ever spoken to him like that. Especially, you know, a young woman who looks
right
like
there.
Me.
There's the aforementioned smug that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there have been plenty of people. There have been plenty of women that probably gave him a hard time. You're a bad boy, Donald.
Spank
me.
Nobody said this to him.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't think that was
like because she was so great and so like just
okay.
bright and figured
just
it out.
Turn down your hatred of her a little bit. Just
I don't hate her. I'm a fan.
No, he sounds like he's probably the biggest fan in the room.
Top 10 in my book.
Give me that. And I just remember him going, you wouldn't. Hand it over. And so he did. And I was like, turn around, drop him. So he turned around and pulled his pants down a little. You know, he had underwear on and stuff. And nice. I just gave him a couple swats.
This was done in a joking manner.
Yes. From that moment on, he was a completely
right there.
Different person.
You need to know that's the end of the clip. You need to know anything more about Anderson Cooper that this was done in a. Did you say, were you disciplining the president or were you doing this comedically? I hope
comedically.
He gets exposed. Yeah. I mean, really, this guy that everybody, the gold standard of journalism in America. Well, this was watch him run a panel on CNN sometime.
They actually
just, lose complete control.
Also, he could have dug deeper and then been like, look, are those briefs we're talking
about?
Yeah,
really? Like, yeah. How hard did you hit?
What type of guy is he?
Was it a. Were they white or were they pastel colored?
Or how about this? Sure. What print?
That's true.
I kind of want to know these details.
A shark. Think of what we
the
accept,
possibilities.
And, you know, sometimes you have to do 24 hours later. Think about that question. You did this in a joking manner, right? You weren't.
Here is
the president did not finish his steak, so you wanted to discipline. Come on.
I have Anderson Cooper's follow up comments to that, actually, right here. Okay, here's Anderson Cooper.
I understand.
And then he said, that's what he got from him.
I don't understand.
He might have been over his head.
Well, anyway, everybody watched it, so we were talking about it. And my two takeaways, the spanking, of course, and Shark Week was
Shark Week,
Shark Week
really
was the
strong.
One where I wanted to stop the tape so I could just have a good chuckle. And everybody was like, shh, no. No, don't do that.
She's talking about the president.
Stop it. Stop it.
The Karen McDougal interview, which she was the Playboy centerfold.
Yes.
That was more riveting than this one. Maybe because we had heard all of the.
Yeah, but still not hard hitting enough for me. Okay, I think that you know who this? You talk about credibility and there is a smugness and you obviously want your subjects to be comfortable. I just think that there are. You know, like Larry King, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I think there are about 500 more questions. And Pitter, 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 pitter. You rapid fire. You let the questions go, and just one after the other.
Larry would have been a great correspondent for that interview.
Yeah. The late Mike Wallace is what I think about. Steve Croft, who did. Oh, by the way, and I posted this on Facebook last night. Giannis, the Milwaukee Buck superstar.
Yeah, freak, freak.
It was such a wonderful palate cleanser.
I said they should have led with that.
Mm-hmm. After Stormy, it was just really to just say there are people that have achieved great things that are decent people that come from humble beginnings. It was just a wonderful. I don't know if they had that thought process. Who knows? But it was fun. It was fun to watch.
So I'm sure that they thought it through just like they thought through. I'm sure the basketball game's going to be done by 7 o'clock.
That, I don't think they care. I think they know the basketball game's got to
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right into the basketball.
Yeah. And by the way, Duke could have won that game right at the end. Could have done
it. It's rough. They wanted the three, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. So who's in the Final Four now? We've got Loyola, Chicago.
Villanova.
We've got Kansas. We've got Villanova.
And Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good Final Four.
Should be fun.
Chippers.
Yeah. I think my son was just completely disappointed that he didn't pick the correct team.
How long did you ground him?
He's been grounded for the week. Let's take a break. And I don't care if he's four. Come on, do your research.
Well, he should get the Final Four at four.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And by the way, his name now is Michael William Diamond. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Berry show.
Hey. Everybody, this is Name Barry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Name Barry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. You know, these days, you can get practically everything on demand, like our podcast. You can listen to us whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. So let me ask you a question. Why are you still taking trips to the post office to mail letters and packages when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can access all of the amazing services of the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. And buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mail carrier just shows up. The postal guy just shows up at your door.
No problem.
And your mail carrier picks it up.
Boom, bam.
It's not mail. What's another name for mail?
Letter carrier?
Postman?
Postman.
And the postperson?
Yes.
Yeah, the postal guy. Just click print mail and you're done. Mail carrier. I don't like that. Just click print mail and you're done. It couldn't be easier. Stamps.com never closes, and you can create your Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage, a digital scale, and a 4-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. Ta-da!
Thank you.
Nice.
I want to alert our listeners that I have a new Twitter account.
New Twitter account. New Twitter account.
You can follow me on Twitter at The Real O'Mara, all caps, at The Real O'Mara, and the O'Mara is real, all caps.
How are you liking the tweeting?
I do both. I did a little bit of both.
Let me follow you, Mike.
I Facebooked, and then I tweeted, and then I tweeted, and I Facebooked. For a very, very long time, my Facebook account and my Twitter account, my older one, was linked.
Right.
And I decided I wanted to tweet for a couple of reasons. It's overdue. I don't like it just being tied in. It was set up like decades ago, it feels right. like. And I wanted to have a fresh one so that I could do that. And secondly, let's be honest. I think you have to prepare for any eventuality. And Facebook hasn't been having the greatest weeks lately. So I thought it might be. And besides, I think most people kind of prefer to tweet lately. That's the way I look at it.
I think it's hipper. I think tweeting is hipper.
Again, now, your address is what, Mike?
It's at The Real O'Mara, and the O'Mara is all caps.
Kathy didn't have that one?
Huh?
Kathy didn't have that handle?
Hold on just a second.
Thought maybe your sister beat you to it.
No, I'm just going to tweet right now.
Oh, cool.
Let me just do that.
Oh, I got it.
You found it?
You got it? All right.
Is he burning up the Twitterverse?
I still don't know how to use it.
That's it.
Like yeah, right?
It. Yeah.
It's just weird seeing his first, his middle name.
All right. Oh, I like his middle name.
Yeah, it's weird seeing it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see it again.
Michael Sean O'Mara.
Yeah, it looks very official is what it does.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a fake
account. What's the deal? What do you
mean, I think you should lose the last name. You could easily edit that just because it looks like a fake account.
You mean the middle name?
Yes.
Yeah, so just Michael O'Mara.
Yeah, Michael O'Mara.
Or Mike. His friends call him Mike.
Don't call him Mike.
Why?
Because this is official, Michael O'Mara.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe
we're not going to be Robbie Spiewak, are we?
Oh, well, you know, that makes me think like when I was a kid. Sweet.
Yeah, but we're an adult. You're an adult. Right.
I like going to like a family reunion and I'm like, my Uncle Billy will say, are you still doing that radio thing, Robbie? Sure am.
All right, look, people.
Can I get you a Fresca?
Listen to me. This is disgusting. When did you launch this, Mike?
He's tweeting.
Right. No. I just screwed it up. God, Michael, thumbs.
And
how about this?
We've named the show
Michael Thumbs O'Mara.
And thumbs in quotation marks.
All right, take a look at it now, Oscar.
Okay, thank you. Yes, much better. Yes, it looks very official.
Let me say, now, I have a question for you. I hate talking about this.
How do you get verified with the check mark?
No.
Oh, you probably want that.
How do I get rid of all the old one? The old one, but that's still.
That's something we're going to have to do offline, Mike, because we've dug deep online, and offline, we don't have to do that. We'll work on
that. Okay, very good.
Cool.
Does that look better to you?
That is much better. Good. Yeah. Much,
follow
much
Mike
better.
Mike O'Mara at the real O'Mara.
At the real O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. At the real O'Mara. That's it. Let me see. I have 689 followers.
Yeah.
That is not thick enough.
It's not thick enough.
I want to get 1,000.
You'll be 1,000 before bed tonight. Easy.
I have 5,000 on my
You are so much more famous than I am.
Not
and
really.
I'm not famous. You are famous.
And also,
I'm really famous.
By the
I'm
end of
really
the year,
I'm not you famous need- like, you know what? Chris Freitz has 10,000 followers.
Yeah, he bought
Chris
a lot
Freitz
of those.
I have who had a cup of coffee at CNN.
I have 11,000.1 followers. So 1,100, yes. 1,100 and a cup
I only
of
have 5,000 on my.
Well, that
my
because
11,000 or 1,100?
11,000 plus.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you need to tweet, Mike. Is what you need to do. If that's your preferred and mode of communication.
You will pass Oscar and you will pass Freitz because of one thing. You have something to say.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not about fame.
I retweet all the time. It's very, very lame and lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you retweet?
But you shouldn't do that.
I retweeted yesterday.
Yeah, you should write original content. If you and you love original content and you love to flap your gums, write it down on the Twitter.
And send it out.
And people will continue engaging with you. That is key.
Hold on a second. I'm going to do it right now. Sorry.
And this isn't connected to anything else, so.
No, this is on. It's a standalone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well done. Oscar F. Santana. I would like Mike never to catch me.
You got to like
at
Tuesday night.
Oscar F. Santana.
Come, maybe Wednesday
how come
morning.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse like took over my Twitter feed. I don't understand.
Well, because you're following him?
I don't understand. No, I wasn't following him.
All right.
Yeah. I'm really.
Well, let's work on mastering the platform before we start.
I don't
really worrying about it that much.
I don't understand. I don't understand. It's easier on my.
I got a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Don't know how to use this.
Are you
shifter.
Trying to tweet from your computer? You should just tweet from your phone.
No, I'm doing it from my phone. I can do it from both. I did it from both yesterday.
You know, you can use both.
That's right.
Ah.
I understand.
I'm just looking. I'm just reading my Twitter feed right now.
Okay. Have people been tweeting you directly?
No.
Some of your followers? That'll happen.
I don't know. Stop asking me difficult questions when I'm in the middle of doing this. I don't understand.
Yeah, he's doing it.
I'm just trying to do it.
He's doing it.
So, Oscar, how do you think he will best get his profile up with more followers? What's the best way to do that?
You just have to engage. People will write him directly. Mike, a pro tip. You can mute the trolls. You don't have to block them. You can just mute them.
Mute everybody. I mute a lot of people. I mute.
So if you mute them, they remain a follower, but you don't.
Well, no,
see
they
what
don't
they
know
say.
Any better. It's just getting the best of a troll
right,
without them knowing.
When I'm looking at this picture.
Yes.
All right, right
yes,
here. Can
yes.
you, can
yeah,
you
we
see?
Can see yeah. that. Yes, yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an old
Where
man.
Is the button to just, I want to tweet? And I'm that's all I want to do. I see it.
I love that you're doing this. Most people give up by now, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. There it is. There, hi, Oscar.
Top right hand corner.
Oh, you're see tweeting you directly.
Oh, look, I got a notification here, I think.
Right. Yeah. Ah. I don't know if you got it or not. But anyway, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Mike O'Mara at The Real O'Mara. And please do that. I'd like to get that number up as soon as possible. And I'm going to be, as far as Facebook is concerned, Facebookers, going to be using that for the first few weeks. I'll probably be splitting my time between platforms, but do that. And by the way, it's nothing new. Everybody's been tweeting for years and years. I just exclusively communicated on Facebook in the olden days. And I think lately it might be a good move for all of us to hop onto the, you know, our Twitter accounts with a little more frequency.
Yeah,
as I said,
I tweet as yes, Carrie ahead. Joe just tweeted us, Mike, because there are actually people following you.
Ah,
Oscar Radio at The Real O'Mara. Oscar Radio tweets once a month. Stop taking Twitter advice from him. I just said that.
You right? tweet. How often do you tweet?
Once I retweet. I originally
did you get my high Oscar tweet.
I think you just wrote it to yourself, Mike.
So you just like posted it.
Yes. Yes.
I posted it. Posted it. Yeah, for everybody. That's a publicly okay.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I got the high Oscar, yes. I'm gonna write you back.
Oh, by the way,
right
there's
now.
My expert on technology who didn't get my tweet. Emily had to show us that my tweet did go.
Emily
out
is following you, apparently. She got the tweet. So
I'm reporting your tweet.
You're reporting it?
How dare you?
Hey, already up to 693
look
followers
at that.
While we were talking.
94,
about that,
Mike, is what I see here.
Okay. And now here's a question I have. And I know, and for those of you that are going to, I'll have my 10 dumb questions about all Twitter right. when we come back. Let's do that. We'll take a break because we're going to be running late. When we come back, we'll just button this all up. Everybody in the room, help me ask my 10 dumb questions. And when we return, we will do that on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right? Stormy weather.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, you can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous, be selfless, be a giver. The future of our show depends on it, forever and ever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. You don't need to be an expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you money, especially when the average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. In many cases, it's more than that. Let's talk about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with fixed interest rates as low as 5.49 APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars on interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, it's entirely online, and you see your interest rates before you apply. They're transparent. Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, and it's backed by the Rate Beat program. Lightstream will beat any qualified interest rate presented by any other lender. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's Lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% autopay discount, available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans, same day funding, and rate beat program. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And now listen, I know I'm going to get feedback. Mike, don't you know it's been around for a long time? Not for me. I don't pay attention to it. So just let me get my dumb questions out of the way here. The first question I would have is, how somebody reaches in where I've bookmarked a page and suddenly it's Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who I'm sure is a very nice man, but I don't like him hijacking my feed. That's very frustrating for me. By the way,
you can mute him if you'd like.
I can mute him?
Yes.
Right. Well, for doing that.
Do you think he's sitting in his office, pardon me, right now, trying to hack into your feed? Look, O'Mara's finally on Twitter.
No, so you click through to his name. I'm not there, so I can't see what you're doing.
I don't
understand.
Do
right I understand.
It doesn't matter.
Do you want to show? Do you want me to show you how to mute somebody? I'm going to mute you right now. Hold on.
No, don't mute him.
Well, Mike's just going to talk, you know, his political stance.
Screaming liberal.
I got too much going on in life. Let me see here.
Would it help if you went over to the screen and showed him what to do?
I'm going to mute the camera. I'm going to mute Mike as an exercise.
For that. I've got it all under control.
Oh, you got it?
I've got it all under control.
You mute that White House guy?
It went to him. I'm frustrated.
That's
with
your
this.
Feed. What buttons are you pushing? Thumbs?
I don't know. Thumbs. I don't want to do this anymore.
Hello, Facebook.
It is literally frozen. I literally can
the
do
little
nothing.
House. The little house nothing. Is home.
Yes. And I'm staring at. I'm beginning to hate this man with every fiber of my.
Okay,
being
the little right house at the bottom of your phone is home.
Oh, that I'm not is on your... my phone. I'm doing it on my computer.
Oh, forget about it.
I'm doing it on my computer. That's what I did. Oh, now I hit the home button here. There I am. Thank you.
La casita is home.
That works. That
would be a good
me.
Michael Landon show. Little
by
house
the way,
at the
Oscar,
bottom of the phone.
By the way, would you say that my page is my Twitter feed is quite lovely? It's a wonderful picture of Cadillac Mountain with
oh,
my
your
two
profile?
Daughters
there. Yeah, and
then
you have
I've
your family.
I've got a beautiful picture, a panorama of a Scudic, which is
Mike,
there.
Mike, it screams that you are a blue blood and you love your family.
Why does it scream that
a blue
I'm a
blood?
Blue blood?
Scudic.
Why does it scream that
right?
I'm a Scudic?
Right,
just a... It's a national park.
Blue blood. Blue blood. Own property up there. Like it's just
stop.
It really
shut
it shows
up.
That
just
it's
shut
a
up, you.
As opposed to Oscars where he is looking across to blue West blood. Egg.
It's a kaleidoscope.
Right. Wondering what's going on at the other party.
I have a reel on my cover page.
Do you really?
Yes.
That's very nice.
By the way, I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for 1,000 followers before.
You should have 11.
You will surpass Oscar by the time you wake up tomorrow. Promise. Yeah.
Well, Oscar said he's got 10,000.
No, 11,000.
11,000.
11,000. How can I surpass him in 24 hours?
Because you're famous.
I believe it will happen.
And you're tweeting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask this question. I was thinking about tweeting something really inappropriate.
Yeah.
Generate a little heat.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's heat is always great, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Like I put something on there that's just naughty. Really naughty. Or something that's really borderline.
Well, exclusive content would be great.
Does it involve magazine spanking?
No, not at all.
Not but, like that.
What about what about something that no one's ever seen on Facebook before? Give us something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
A perspective. Like
a point of view.
Hold on.
Yeah. POV.
Oh, that's different. That's a category.
Yes.
Old people. There we go.
What did you write?
I'm not doing that. I'm not.
You're right. I hate old people.
No, I'm not putting that out there.
You know who's going to piss that? That's going to piss off Senator Whitehouse.
Yeah, I know. Sheldon. Sheldon. Sheldon.
Look what this Jackie wrote on the Twitter.
Follow me, Mike O'Mara at The Real O'Mara, and let's make it happen.
Watch
people.
Out for
it's
the
very,
trolls
very
under the bridge, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah, lots of trolls. I've handled trolls before. Yes. Anybody pay attention to last week? Yeah. By the way, how you doing, Pony? How you feeling? Everything
what happened?
Okay? Are you back to normal a little bit after the controversial week? Is everything
I'm feeling
all right. Okay?
I'm feeling all right.
I think he's feeling great. He did a lot of work for us this weekend. Mm-hmm. Someone that's moping around isn't doing work.
That's good.
That's the way I look at him. Like that's my weather vane. If you don't do your work, that means you hate us.
I don't believe in ignoring the elephant in the room when we had a very controversial week with Pony going to Japan. And I'm just curious. So as it sits right now, it's pretty much accepted that it's never going to happen. It might happen. There might be money back. Where do we stand with it right now?
Well, it's still out. From the last update I got from the fellows here, it's still outstanding. There has been an idea of sending Pony to Epcot so he could go to Japan there.
Japan in Epcot.
I thought that was the most viable option with the dollars that are left.
Pony, would that work for you, a trip to Epcot to go to the International Japanese Village or whatever?
Oh, Japan Land is wonderful.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's great.
As far as refunds, they have gotten out of the point where I have called 4 times to the agency on Friday.
We will name names.
We will name names, but I have to get through to this Mr. Kubot.
I'll be the decider on that one as to whether we name names.
But when I get through to him today, it's going to have to be I have to use a fake name.
Yeah.
Because now I can't use my real name and I can't use Matt's name to get through. Because Matt was with me when I would
Has it gotten contentious now? Has it gotten difficult?
It was to a point where I was yelling and the guy that sits at the entry level of the travel design team was saying, Sir, as I have said, there is nothing I can do. I said, well, there yeah, so is not nothing you can do. Back. No, I don't think we will, but I will get to this right. guy and I will yell at him because what they did is they promised a service that they did not provide.
Mm.
And he needs to know that.
Yeah, but I think that if you were in a court of law, it might be difficult that everything had been paid in advance. It's like getting a refund on a plane flight.
Yeah, but still, there's something satisfying about yelling at the boss. I still want to get through and do
but
it.
But don't you think you can't get refunded?
I think they could probably offer a consideration.
At the very best, customer service is customer service.
Yeah,
and they would have given some customer true. Service.
I
it's
just
different.
Here it is. What here's and I'm not defending the travel company here.
Right.
But I am telling you what the travel company is up against. And what the travel company is up against is non-refundable flights, non-refundable hotels, non-refundable tours, non-refundable transfers. And the point I'm trying to make, not to let them off the hook completely, but my feeling here is if the people that the travel agency is working with are saying, F you, that's our policy, how can you expect a tour company to do anything but the same thing? Why should the tour company be on the hook when Japan Airlines is saying they're not going to give any money back?
What I stand by is this, is that the tour company...
They're not even communicating with them, Mike.
They promised a service.
But
they delivered it poorly. And what they should do is at least, at the very least, refund whatever they charge.
Or explain what you just explained.
I think that would be nice.
Explain
that
what you just
nice.
Explained. Yeah. They're not even doing that.
No, can't get past
that's
it.
That's the thing. If they're not being direct with you and saying, sir, if they had said to you, sir, we are not refunded by the hotels. We are not refunded by the airlines. We are not refunded by the charter cabs yeah. or
they
whatever
did
car
that dance,
services
but they
we
won't,
use.
They will not address the fact that they're still keeping their fee. Yeah, and that's what I want to know about.
There's no like real, let me break this down, the customer service level that we would expect from any company.
Anybody.
Mm-hmm. Say, and we understand your plight, the situation. They're not
my
doing that.
Point is, if they were honest with you and they were more direct with you, have they been cagey about it a little bit?
Very cagey about
it?
Their fee and very cagey about the fact that they kept saying, this is 100% of the time people have never had this problem. I said, no, because we had this problem.
Yeah.
So it's not 100% of the time.
But
you guys messed up.
I get back to this, and I'm not defending the,
no, I understand.
The travel company.
I understand.
Because Lord knows I don't want to take any crap from them. the people that might say, what are you doing, you monster?
Yeah.
Right, sociopath here. It was a great week. I'm still stinging from it. But I have to say
I've
this.
Let it go, Mark.
I have to say this. I have to, but for all intents and purposes, I've moved past this.
Yeah.
But when you think about if you're, say, a company that makes their money by providing this service.
Right.
And they do the groundwork. They arrange the hotel. They arrange the tours. And every single person they deal with. And I don't think it's right when you've got something like this. Every person they deal with says, nope, not a nickel. Not
right.
giving you a nickel back. Their feeling is probably that, well, we're not going to do it either. The fact that they came to you and they did not put on their website this medication policy, mm-hmm. that is a problem. And they should give
they
you
should know.
A piece
well, they
of
should
that,
know
that
about that
back.
Regardless because. We've had some helpers within this process that work for travel agencies,
mm-hmm.
and they've highlighted that it's standard operating procedure for companies to highlight any medication issues.
Yeah, and they do not address
and
that.
And they didn't do that.
They did not address that.
That's where they should
and
be
so that's why,
held accountable for that.
That's why I need to
so
get in touch with the head guy.
So you're asking their little piece of the pie here should
that's
be.
That's all I want.
And what do you think it adds up to? What would their little piece of the pie be worth?
Yeah, 20%, maybe.
Really?
Maybe $400, $600, depending on what
whatever
the cost
it is.
Is.
I mean, they owe
but
it to
being,
us.
But they're being nasty about it.
Non-responsive.
Non-responsive.
He promised
okay.
emails that have never been sent, calls okay. returned that were never returned. It's horrible.
Well, good luck.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. We'll stay
it's
on
like,
it.
It's like good we're luck. Dealing with the Americans travel agency. And if you watch the Americans,
it's a front right.
they're actually
spies.
They're not really
By the
a
way,
travel agent.
You know, you're going to hear a story about a travel situation that I wish had happened with Pony. Because when you hear this story in news you may not need, you're going to be stunned by it.
Really?
And it's some rare good PR for a company that needs a lot of it. So, Pony, I'm very, very sorry that this has all gone down like this. I hope there is some satisfaction down the road. And, well, you certainly know you got a lot of people in your corner. pulling for you on this particular situation. And, you know, I realized after the end of last week that I simply don't have a lot of friends anymore. We'll take a break. And we will come back with news you may not need. And but that's okay. I can deal with that. It's just and I'd like you to please pass along my thanks to your mother for making me aware of how many people hate me.
I like
that's,
you, Mike.
That's fine. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more.
That helps.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Glenda!
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for 2018. We want to make sure that everyone knows our Amazon policy. Here's what you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Very important to the show. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
We have said before, Mike, it's okay to serve a good drink in the wrong glass. It's not okay to serve a bad drink in the right glass, but ideally, serve the right drink in the right glass, which is why I have 5-star rated, handcrafted Moscow Mule mugs. Copper, tarnish resistant,
and they are some of them.
Lifetime guarantee on these. These are handmade, and the beautiful thing about them is they are tarnish resistant. They'll stay shiny and beautiful. All you need is a lime, ginger beer, vodka, and these mugs, and you're off to the races, my friend.
Because there are a lot of knockoffs out there that aren't good. Those are quality. If you want those wonderful, wonderful mugs, Amazon really does have everything. You can find the Moscow Mule mugs and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. So get clicking, people. That's not what I wanted. I wanted that.
News.
News.
Broadcasting in the dark. Black Panther finally got knocked out of the top box office spot this weekend, but it's also now the top grossing superhero movie of all time in the United States. It made over $630 million, surpassing the $622 million that the Avengers made in 2012. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So that's a terrific accomplishment. It's fifth on the all-time domestic box office list behind Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Avatar, Titanic, and Jurassic World. And it's 12th worldwide. Would you like to know who knocked it out of the top spot?
Yeah.
A movie called Pacific Rim Uprising.
Saw it this weekend.
Did you see Pacific? With, was that another Chad action Dukes adventure?
He's company in it?
No. There's a big to-do about Pacific Rim, the first one, not the sequel. The first one I saw like in between business school. Like I had come from a class, watch it, and then we did Big O and Dukes, and I was like grumpy about it. And they were like, are you crazy? You hated that movie? And the entire time, I'd see the movie come back on TBS or the cable channels and be like, how could I have hated this movie?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the second one, which has a different director, and I liked it. It wasn't anything groundbreaking.
Is that action-adventure, obviously?
Yeah. It's like the Transformers, but the Japanese version, if you will.
Oh, okay.
I will.
Be
very careful, though, if you Google it.
Better than Transformers.
If you just type in Pacific Rim. Just be careful.
Yeah, that's the you'll be in a world of hurt.
Chad's in the other one.
United Airlines, here's the story I wanted to tell you about. It's gotten some of the worst press of any company over the past year, starting when they dragged that old guy off a plane, and most recently when they killed a woman's dog by forcing it into the overhead compartment. So a gate agent at our own Dulles International Airport in D.C., she made sure there wasn't going to be another public relations nightmare on Thursday morning. A woman named Allison Price was on the overbooked United flight from D.C. to Austin, Texas, and they asked for volunteers to give up their seats. No one did, so Allison got bumped because she'd paid the lowest fare. If you've never had that happen,
I didn't know that's how they did that.
So if you got a cheapo fare, the people that pay more get on. It sucks, like you would not believe. And she sat there arguing with the gate agents One of the gate agents offered her, you ready for this? A $10,000 voucher and a seat on the next flight to Austin as compensation. She obviously took the deal.
Yeah.
Allison says, quote, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pumped.
Damn.
So what's the lesson here? Obviously, try to get bumped by United and then argue until they give you five figures worth of free flights. There
wow.
it is. Yeah. So United did that.
It's cheaper than all the drama here. They've been through.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It is. It is. It just seems a little, you know, one flight to Austin, Texas, $10,000, you know. United, maybe, you know, between killing dogs and giving people $10,000 in flights, try to find a happy medium. Might be better for you.
Yeah, look for the gray area.
Yeah, the gray area might be
no, after a dead dog song, you got to go, like, extreme. Like, you just can't.
You got to, yeah, this is, if this goes viral and
yes.
people know about it, well, I'm talking
besides,
about it.
Besides, that
we'll
voucher is worth $70,000 to the dog.
Craigslist just killed its personal section, which includes missed connections and casual encounters. It's all because of a bill that's steamrolling through Congress that would go after any website that's used for sex trafficking.
Mm.
Their plan to fight human trafficking is to target every website and not the human traffickers. And Craigslist's personal section is a casualty. Well, tough. I think if it cuts down on human trafficking, I'm all for it.
Yeah, but what you going to do, Pony?
I have no idea.
Go to backpage.com.
200 roses. Down the drain.
The combo of chicken and waffles got super trendy. By the way, I usually say this for gross stories, but if you're eating right now, this is just me, I would just take a moment. Just a pause, all right? Chicken and waffles. Very trendy, very popular. A lot of restaurants do it. So now it's old news, but that's okay because somehow Red Lobster just found a way to beat it.
Oh.
This is so nasty. They just announced that they're going to start selling a lobster and waffles combo.
Ruh-roh.
The lobster is deep fried. The waffles
naturally.
The waffles are made with their famous Cheddar Bay biscuit mix.
Oh, no!
So it's got cheddar in it, too. And you put syrup on top of all that.
That's not that horrible if it's fried.
Okay, well, you know what? I maybe we could do a taste test in the studio.
Yeah. How would do you think Tracy Jordan would like to tell us the name of this dish?
Tracy Morgan,
you
Tracy
Morgan.
Would you like some syrup on your lobster waffle?
I'm not sure if it sounds good or horrible. Either way, I am it sounds horrible. It
well,
does
think
sound
of
horrible.
A, think of a cheddar biscuit. Which is, you're
cheddar.
Walking the fine line anyway on disgusting,
right.
And well, you're pouring syrup on it.
But you have lobster mac and cheese, too.
Yeah, but also,
but
lobster mac and cheese has got good lobster. This is Red Lobster lobster.
It's Red Lobster frozen lobster tail.
Very well.
It's on
Oh, that's
on
right. He goes
today.
For his birthday every year.
It's starting. Maybe we're going to get Mac to try it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
would they,
yeah.
Would Red Lobster have takeout? Would they have? Would you be able to get
a
takeout?
Not a classy joint like that.
I'm sure he can figure it out.
Yeah.
Starting today for a limited time. When is Mac on campus next?
Thursday. Yeah.
I'll text for it. He goes and gets it. They're definitely not giving it away. It should run you around $20, so we'll pay for it if Mac wants to have it and try it. You know?
Lobster
Emily, would
Mac.
Would you try it? Would you try it as an experiment?
I guess I would.
Okay, very.
She doesn't seem too excited about that.
Andrea, would you try the lobster, fried lobster with syrup on it?
I'm always open to experiments.
Yeah,
experiments. Trailed off.
Yeah. Always open to experiments. But when you hear about that, does it make you hate our country just a little more?
No, not really. No, I heard worse.
Okay, good.
There you go. Yeah. See,
that's good. Yeah. I like
open
that.
Palate.
Right, we'll have to see. Maybe we can have a taste check. And now, spaghetti 101. When you cook pasta, Pony, you probably know this, but this is for everybody that might not. When you cook pasta, you've probably noticed the pasta water gets really cloudy, but that doesn't mean it's dirty or bad. That cloudiness is just starch.
Mm-hmm.
And adding some of that starch to your sauce will thicken it because of something called emulsification. This is Cooking 101 today.
I love it.
If you ever end up with a thin, puddly mess around the edge of your plate, it's because the oil and water in the sauce separated. Starch is an emulsifying agent, meaning it helps liquid oils bind together. Adding some of that, I feel like I'm doing the John Tesh show. Adding some of that starchy water to your sauce will make it creamier. And it also helps the sauce stick to the pasta instead of sliding off. Here's what you do. Before you strain the pasta, ladle out about a cup of water, then slowly add some of it while you're still cooking the sauce. You won't need it all, but if you add too much, just cook it a little longer and it evaporates off. That's pretty much it. And it doesn't just work with spaghetti sauce.
It also works with things like Alfredo and pesto as well.
That's mac and really cheese. Cool. Mac and cheese too, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's great.
Spaghetti 101 today. I put that in there for
Thank you.
Boy. As I spend the rest of the year trying to apologize. And now a little something, something. There is a 30-year-old guy named Saul Villegas from the Bronx in New York. And last week, he got $96,000 in a settlement from a lawsuit he filed after a car accident. And how did he celebrate? Well, like everybody does, he put all of the cash into a suitcase, he checked into a cheap motel, and he hired three hookers.
Oh, no.
After they all had sex, the women pitched the idea that a few friends of theirs could come by with beer and cigarettes. Saul was down for that. And Saul said, sure. Well, those friends turned out to be two dudes who busted into the room with guns and stole the suitcase full of cash.
Mm.
So now the cops are trying to track down the hookers and their friend. As for Saul, he's pretty upset that he lost all his cash. He said, I'm haunted by this. I needed that money badly. And then he had nothing to say after that. But he did leave his phone number, so if you want to get more information, better call Saul. Yeah.
Like a bad trip to a casino. You're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have doubled down on that.
So what? No cigarettes now?
Could have bought flat screen.
96 now in a suitcase.
What a dummy.
With hookers. Duh. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back to the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Yeah!
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and technology. And we're doing it right now. Yes. And we're much better than
Oscar. How about a new one?
F you, Rob. Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MikeOMaraShow.com. Or find us on iTunes. Just search.
I mean, look how hammered we sound. So sad.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Look.
Tech 4-11.
I'll see Todd this Friday. I'll propose the idea. And we can come up with some new ones.
Put the wheels in motion.
Yes.
How about Rob and I write it, and you guys just no? They'll have to read. It won't work.
No, especially if they do it after the show.
Just outline.
It won't work. They just have to
bullet points.
How about we do this tomorrow? We'll have a writers' meeting live on the air.
I'd love that.
And have one of the interns write down the ideas, and then Oscar can take the ideas to Todd, and they can do a promo.
I would like Todd to say, where's Eddie?
Eddie was here a minute ago.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. On the third day, they rolled back the stone, and he had risen. Rob's starting to get into Easter mode with his promos here. But the bonus show's price remains the same. No Easter basket is complete without a TMOS bonus show subscription. Yes, friends, one simple click and the TMOS website and you are all set. And that is a crucifact, not a crucifixion. A perfect gift for a rabbit TMOS fan.
A rabbit?
Yeah, a rabbit fan.
They won't be cross. They'll be happy. Look at him. Look at your brother. Look at your brother.
I can't.
The best Just thing click- is you reading it.
Just click the gift bonus
Sunday
show banner.
Palm Sunday was yesterday, man.
At MikeOMaraShow.com. You can send the gift certificate to yourself, or you can give it in person, or send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away, along with their gooey Cadbury eggs and hollow chocolate rabbits. They'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, don't be a basket case. Quit sucking and start giving the gift that every bunny loves. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus, it turns a good Friday into a great Friday. Right. Let's open up the audio vault.
It would be so Friday. Great if we could put the gift certificate inside the bunny. Inside the bunny.
Yeah, don't leave it in a hot car. Monday, March 26, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
This is why the rest of the world hates us. This was trending incredibly on Twitter over the weekend. She used to be in a band. She's not famous. She's an actress, ostensibly. Her name is Lisa Riefel, and what she did is she's just collected a lot of videos of sneaking up on her husband and singing at him like Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
Mostly,
see, I like the hook. I like old idea, new twist on it. That works for me.
Most of the times in the videos, he's asleep, and most of the time, he just flips her off. But here is the montage of the audio of her Morissette ambush husband.
It's not fair!
You're not here anymore.
It's pretty funny.
Because I'm here to remind you of the mess you left.
I hear the annoyed husband.
I know the virgin of me, and she perverted like me. Cause I'm here.
Hey, baby, don't eat me.
Almost.
You know why? Cause you know I
hate to bug you in the middle of dinner.
Stop.
I know. Stop. It's so great when the husband just goes, stop.
I love the credibility.
That's a great impression.
Pretty good,
too.
Yeah.
That's what makes it work.
All right, red hot and sexy. I'm talking, of course, about Sister Jean, the 98-year-old nun who is the chaplain for
Loyola Chicago.
Thank you, Mike, for helping me out there. She is really, really alert. She doesn't look a day over 80. And
you
got to
be real careful on a show like that when you slow down and go, she is really, really, because we're all ready to jump. Back, you
know? Loyola Chicago. Here she is doing the team prayer before their victory that advanced them to the Final Four.
There are too many microphones here today for me to give you the numbers of the guys, but I have a way of getting those to you. So just be alert. Stay focused, use your heads and your hearts, and let's make that next game our Elite Eight. God bless us, go Ramblers, and amen.
A story always, you know, emerges when you go through the bracket of 64, yes. And everyone's got her eye on her because it's awesome that she's nearly 100 and she's still so invested in
the game. Love the memes.
What's really great, Charles Barkley said he'd like to hang out with her and they asked her about it.
So Charles Barkley would love to hang out with you. Can I make that a date between you two?
We'll have limitations. I like him when he talks as a sports announcer very much, but I don't want to see him playing the basketball court.
She's so chill.
She I is pretty That's pretty cool. Amazing stuff this weekend. Anyone who turned on the television saw thousands and thousands and thousands of people gathered for the marches all across America. The site in DC was literally chilling. I mean,
tomorrow we didn't get a chance to tell you about it today. Tomorrow I will tell you the story on how I had to move my kid. We had him in a stroller just because there was so much walking to be done.
Sure.
And he was chilling out. And he kind of, it was hysterical because this little girl came over and said, can I look at the baby? And we had a blanket over to keep him out of the sun. And we lifted up and it's my 4-year-old. It's like,
that's great. That's great.
But because he was in the stroller, there was I guess you would call him a troll who was down there. I'll tell you the story of that. Kind of got a little dicey for a while. This guy trying to disrupt the protest, and it was interesting. And a lot of people speculated what he was doing and whether he was a plant or something like that. But it was a little bit scary because when you see a guy with a T-shirt that says the National Rifle Association on it, you're saying, well, the odds are he's probably packing. So
yeah, he probably made a wrong turn. He shouldn't have been there.
I'll tell you about the whole thing.
How was the attendance? Cool. Just quickly, because you weren't sure how many people. Good. That's great to hear.
I mean, beyond, I expected, they said 500 kids were going to be down there. And I expected it to be, the typical area where we are, 200 or 300. And it was, I'm not good at crowd size. Let me take a lesson from the leader of the free will. There were 1 million people in 4 months.
Well, I am a big fan of John Cena, not as a wrestler, but as a human being.
As a person, yeah.
He's done so much for kids and for Make-A-Wish. And this is how he opened the Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon, which is still a big deal for teens. Even Robert checked in on it because it is a great way to take the pulse of pop culture for the kids of today. This is how he opened the show. Class guy.
I know it's going to be an amazing night, but kids everywhere have already made it an amazing day. So I just want to take a moment to celebrate what kids across the nation accomplished today. From Washington, D.C., Florida, even here in Los Angeles, all over the country, all over the world, kids made their voices heard with the incredible March for Our Lives. And it all happened because you want to make the world a better place. You see, change is only possible when we all work together. And it's so inspiring to see kids take charge.
I think that was really, really cool that he did that. Whether or not it was his idea or not, but he delivered it well.
Inspiring would be the word. It just, I don't know, as an old guy, you know, and as an adult, you sit there and you see these kids doing this and you kind of feel, okay, we'll be all right. Just that they're active and they're aware. And I thought for the longest amount of time that it was an empathy zone out there. It's not. There are people that care. It all happened over here on the east coast of Florida. I'm proud of my state that it all germinated in this area. I think it's fantastic.
And speaking of inspiring, let's close with Bill Maher. He had this take on the Stormy Daniels interview that I thought was pretty great.
60 Minutes. Stormy Daniels is on 60 Minutes. Stormy says she is not going to go into details about sex with Donald Trump. She's saving that for another show. 60 seconds.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. He likes to get them about 2 a.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah, start composing after the evening news tonight.
We're going to do it tomorrow. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101. Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Stiwak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Yeah.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.